I'm here at the Edinburgh Fringe. I'm with Nathan Caton. Nathan, how's your Fringe going so far?
Yeah, it's going all right. Not booed off stage yet, so I'm winning.
Yay. I came to see your show on Thursday. It was really good, but you didn't manage to finish the full show because you ran out of time.
Yeah, I spent so much time just mucking about at the start and talking to the audience that I didn't get to do the whole show. Luckily, there's not a massive story to the show, so I can afford to get away with it a little bit. But I looked at my clock and it was 9. I was like, oh, I need to go now. So I couldn't finish the last story in a bit.
Shame. So the show, it's called Straight Outta Middlesex.
Yes. I'm
trying to say that in a cool way. So what's the show about?
Just my last year in an hour show. Obviously me coming from Middlesex, talking about life in Middlesex, living at home still, and so things that I see in the news. Just the life of a young man from Middlesex.
And which bit of Middlesex are you from? For people that really want to know.
It's nothing special. A little town called Greenford. Which is no one knows of it, so I'll just say Ealing, but it's other side of Ealing.
Okay. I just spoke to Charlie Baker and he told me to ask you what you most miss about home and that he knows what the answer's going to be. So I need to ask you this now.
Does he?
Yeah.
Did he tell you what the answer was?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just going to test to see if he was right. What do you most miss about home?
At the moment, I would say football.
Yeah, that's what he said. He told me to ask about Brentford and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because the season started on Saturday and I've got season tickets, so I'm normally there for the first game of the season, and my brother went as well, and he's tweeting me WhatsApping me pictures and stuff, and it's made me I wish I was there. So yeah, football at the moment.
So he was right. And how many times have you been at the Fringe?
I did a competition in 2005, a two-hander 2007, and then since then I've done 5 solo shows, 2009, 10, 11, last year and this year.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. And are you finding your feet in Edinburgh a lot more now?
Yeah, I'm like a veteran now, so to speak. So I know my way around Edinburgh. I know how shows go, how the lowdown of shows and stuff. It's it's like a second home, so to speak.
Have you got any, because this is the first time I've ever been to Edinburgh. Have you got any kind of do's and don'ts for the festival or any tips for what you should do? Because people are saying it's the first week, don't go too mental because you've got quite a long month.
Pace yourself. That's what I would say. I've learned that the hard way. The first time I came up, the first solo show, 2009, the first time I was here for the whole month, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go out, man. And then I lost my voice by the third week. pace yourself. And you don't have to go out partying every night. Staying in is a good
option. People
do.
People do. I don't get it. I mean, I don't have a show to do, but I'm still tired.
Yeah, exactly. Just take your time. The month is not going to go anywhere. You still got enough time to do what you want to do, but just pace yourself.
Yeah. And for people that are here in Edinburgh, where can they see your show and what time every day?
I'm at the Pleasance Ten Dome at 8 p.m. every day, apart from the 17th. That's my one and only day off where I get to get some sanity back. But apart from that, every day, 8 o'clock, Pleasance Ten Dome, Nathan Caton, Straight Out of Middlesex.
Cool. Thanks, Nathan.
Nice one.